Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. As we continue our deep dive into the Hunter Biden laptop from hell and its direct connections to the President of the United States of America, we are starting to see some changes with the media. That seems to be that some of the media, and certainly now in the Democratic Party, are thinking about stopping the insanity and allowing Joe Biden to go down with Hunter Biden instead of defending him at all costs. But there's others in the media that are now fighting back even harder to move on from the story, especially those in the deep state. Because if Joe Biden goes down because of this laptop and the corruption of the Biden crime family, that also means that the deep state will be exposed. Now, a new whistleblower has come forward. And if you have missed any of our deep dives in Hunter Biden, go back and get all of our podcasts on this, because every day we have been putting out new information. Now, the whistleblower says that he actually just found 80,000 deleted images, videos, and 120,000 more emails on Hunter Biden's hard drive. That's right. Apparently, Hunter Biden has never heard of bleach bit like his Aunt Hillary used. Hunter was too high on crack to cover his tracks, and now he and his entire family are in deep, deep trouble. And this includes his uncle and his father. This is threatening the White House. The whistleblower who handed the laptop over to the folks at Daily Mail last year has left for Switzerland, fearing he was being stalked by the White House. Jack Maxey has been in hiding out in Zurich, Switzerland, working with IT experts to dig out more data from Hunter's laptop, and it looks like they hit the jackpot. Daily Mail is now reporting that Maxey, a former co-host and ex-Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon's podcast, The War Room, claims he and his colleagues have found 450 gigabytes of deleted material, including 80,000 images and videos, and more than 120,000 archived emails. They intend to post them all online in a searchable database, they say, in the coming weeks. This is obviously significant information. Now, I'm going to hit pause on this breaking news. Of this whistleblower who handed Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop to Congress and to the Daily Mail, he has been on the run, and he says that he is being stalked by the White House. He also, as I said, has revealed that he's got this 450 gigabytes of deleted material, including 80,000 images and videos. He has fled to Switzerland, fearing retaliation from the Biden White House. And if I was him, I would absolutely be fleeing the United States of America. Now, if we know that there's a bunch more stuff on this laptop, the question you have to ask yourself is, number one, where is the real laptop? Number two, is the FBI looking into this? It is a question that U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz actually asked during a congressional committee hearing this week. And in front of him at that congressional committee hearing is the FBI's cyber director. He was asked a question about where is the laptop, because we know now that there's more stuff on the laptop that none of us have seen before. Take a listen to this back and forth and the response from the deep state.
So where is it? The laptop.
Sir, I'm not here to talk about the laptop. I'm here to talk about the FBI cyber program.
You are the assistant director of FBI cyber. I want to know where Hunter Biden's laptop is. Where is it?
Sir, I don't know that answer.
That is astonishing to me. Has FBI cyber assessed whether or not Hunter Biden's laptop could be a point of vulnerability, allowing America's enemies to hurt our country?
Sir, the FBI cyber program is based off of what's codified in Title 18, Section 1030, a code which talks about computer intrusions, right, using nefarious intent network.
Well, you've talked about passwords here. I mean, Hunter Biden's password on his laptop was Hunter02. He drops it off at a repair store. I'm holding the receipt from Max Computer Repair, where in December 2019, they turned over this laptop to the FBI. And what now you're telling me right here is that as the assistant director of FBI Cyber, you don't know where this is after it was turned over to you 3 years ago.
Yes, sir, that's an accurate statement.
How are Americans supposed to trust that you can protect us from the next colonial pipeline if it seems that you can't locate a laptop that was given to you 3 years ago from the first family, potentially creating vulnerabilities for our country?
Sir, it's not in the purview of my investigative responsibilities.
But that is shocking that you wouldn't, as the assistant director of cyber, know whether or not there are international business deals, kickbacks, shakedowns that are on this laptop that would make the first family suspect to some sort of compromise. Mr. Assistant Director, have you assessed whether or not the first family is compromised as a result of the Hunter Biden laptop?
Sir, as a representative of the FBI cyber program, it is not in the realm of my responsibilities to deal with the questions that you're asking me.
Has anyone at FBI cyber been asked to make assessments whether or not the laptop creates a point of vulnerability?
Sir, we have multiple lines of investigative responsibility in the FBI. They're all available in public source.
Well, I would think you'd know this one. I mean, I would think that if the president's son, who does international business deals, referencing the now president with the Chinese, with Ukrainians, I mean, have you assessed whether or not the Hunter Biden laptop gives Russia the ability to harm our country?
Sir, again, we can do this back and forth for the next couple of minutes. I don't have any information about the Hunter Biden laptop or the investigation.
But should you? I mean, you're the assistant director of FBI cyber.
By the block and line chart? No, sir, I should not.
Who should we put in that chair to ask questions about this laptop that FBI has had for 3 years?
Sir, I'm not in a position to make a recommendation of who should say.
So you don't have it. You don't know who has it. You don't know where it is. You're the assistant director. You know, earlier you talked about whether or not you were the Grant Hill or the Christian Leitner. It sounds like you're the Chris Webber trying to call a timeout when you don't have one. So, I mean, who is it? Do you even know who has it? Do you know who we should put in that chair to ask these questions to?
No, sir, I don't know who has it.
Well, could you find out and tell us? You're going to have to give us briefings, thanks to Mr. Liu and Mr. Massey's question, about whether or not the FBI was taking a $5 million test drive on the Pegasus system that was being used to target people in politics, people in government, people in the media, people in American life. So will you commit to give us a briefing as the assistant director of FBI cyber as to where the laptop is, whether or not it's a point of vulnerability, whether or not the American people should wonder whether or not the first family is compromised?
Sir, I'd be happy to take your request back to our office.
Gosh, I mean, will you advocate for that briefing? You will?
I will be happy to take your request back to FBI headquarters.
Well, do you believe that that is a briefing that the Congress is worthy of having, I guess?
Sir, I'm not going to answer that question, right? I'm here to talk. The invitation says oversight of the FBI cyber division. It does not say anything.
This is a cyber asset. This is a point of vulnerability. If there are passwords, if there are business deals, if there are references to things that could harm our country, like, you can't even sit here right now and say that you know that there's not a point of vulnerability. Maybe there are other crimes, maybe there are tax issues or whatever, but as it relates to our, I mean, is the first family sufficient cyber infrastructure to protect? You don't even know if they're compromised. Tell you what, Mr. Chairman.
It is amazing to see the arrogance of the FBI answering those questions. They're not looking into this laptop. Hell, he doesn't even know where it is. This is the FBI cyber director claiming he doesn't know where the Hunter Biden laptop is. The FBI's representative for cybersecurity was unable to answer basic questions about one of the most potentially damaging cybersecurity stories in United States history. This is the Cyber Division Assistant Director revealing the agency's unaware of the location of the laptop, failed to assess whether or not the first son's hard drive, which reveals countless business deals and personal relationships with America's top adversaries, Russia, China, others, oligarchs, contain information comprising of America's national security interests. Simple questions. These aren't I got you questions. These are simple questions to inquire with the FBI on details about the laptop of President Joe Biden's. And now we've got these unearthed emails, texts, and photos from replicas, the original hard drives that have revealed Hunter Biden's business dealings often involve President Joe Biden, and that means he lied to us. We talked about that yesterday with countries including China and Ukraine. But it's a simple question. I want to know where the Hunter Biden laptop is. Where is it? I don't know that answer. I think he does know the answer. I think he just refuses to tell the American people. These are the same people, by the way, they're supposed to work for us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. Now, the FBI may not want to talk about this laptop because they may know what this whistleblower has just told us, that there's a lot more on that laptop that he deleted. And you got to assume at some point that maybe even Hunter Biden was smart enough to delete some stuff he really didn't want us to see. And this new whistleblower who handed Hunter Biden's laptop to a congressman, as well as the DailyMail.com, revealed that he has now found 450 gigabytes of deleted material, including 80,000 images and videos. He's fled to Switzerland, fearing retaliation from the Biden White House. Sources who distributed Hunter Biden's laptop to Congress and the media has fled to Switzerland, saying he fears that the Biden administration is going to come after him. His name, Jack Maxey. And he gave the DailyMail.com a copy of the hard drive from Hunter's abandoned laptop in the spring of 2021. He also gave copies and material from it to the Washington Post, the New York Times, and Senator Chuck Grassley in his role as ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee. But he claims they all sat on it on purpose for months. For the past 2 weeks, Maxey has been hiding in Zurich, working with IT experts to dig out more data from the laptop from hell. And this goes back to the FBI not wanting to talk about, not saying they even know where the laptop is, because I have a feeling if they dug, which they probably did, they know that there's even more damning stuff on this laptop that no one has seen so far, right? That it's probably going to help investigators in Delaware. Maxie, who is a former co-host of ex-Donald Trump advisor Steve Bannon and his War Room show, claims he and his colleagues found this 850 gigabytes of deleted material, including these 80,000 images and videos and more than 120,000 archived emails. And the question you got to be asking yourself now is, why has the United States government not come out with this information? Because I'm assuming that our best were probably put on this laptop that they've had now for years. Knowing how corrupt the deep state is, knowing that 50 plus intelligence deep state officials came out and said that this all had the markings of a Russian disinformation campaign before the election because they didn't want you to vote for Donald Trump, and five former CIA directors signed their name to that letter, he's not taking any chances. He now intends to post them all online in a searchable database in the coming weeks. Think about that real quick. He wants to release it all. Jack Maxey did an interview with the Daily Mail, and he said the FBI, in fact, never, in his words, never filed Hunter Biden's laptop into evidence. Why would they not do that? If you have criminal investigations into Hunter Biden, you have 150 bank transactions that were flagged by banks when it dealt with Hunter Biden. The question you have to ask yourself is, why is it that Hunter Biden's laptop has never been put into evidence that is searchable with the FBI's database for court cases?
The visible emails were about 8,000 of them, but 120,000 of them were in archives and very difficult to reach, and sometimes the search bar didn't work, as we now know. And so at first, we thought we were just going to bring to the fore all the things that Merriman and Associates had found, 128,000 emails, 28,000 images, yada, yada. We did that very quickly. But my guys were so good, and one of them particularly said, I feel like there's more there, Jack. Can I look? I said, sure. You know, all I know how to do is turn on my computer. That's about it. And he started searching. First thing we found were 4,000 little microscopic thumbnails of erased pictures. Those pictures were brought up. We can see them all. Then I'm sitting there. I've been on the phone, as you can imagine, all week. And he says, my God, I just found another 20 gigabytes of this and that and this and that. And ultimately, we found 450 gigabytes of what Hunter thought was erased material. Now, some of it was duplicate, but amongst those things were 80,000 images and videos. And when my tech guy first started looking at them, it was very uncomfortable. Many of them were young girls, for some reason, sending pictures to Hunter with their tongues out. And I said, you've got to stop. You have to stop. If he meant to erase these pictures, I was feeling there could be a high likelihood that there was something that no man or woman with a soul would want to see, and then I would be instantly obligated to go to the Swiss police. And I wanted to make sure, before that eventuality had to come to pass, that we had archived all the other material. Now, since then, we found thousands and thousands of PDFs we didn't know about. We believe that we've been able to scrape all the attachments. We keep finding more and more things.
I would be terrified if I'm Jack Maxey. Now, what I'm telling you right now has not been reported in the U.S. media yet. Have you noticed that? What I'm telling you right now, no one's talking about it. You would think this would be wall-to-wall coverage, breaking news. Whistleblower says he found basically more information than what was originally discovered that is out there in the public. You talk about how much we're talking about here. There's more photos and files than they originally found. Like, this is like doubling up on the amount of information. And this is stuff that Hunter Biden actually thought he did delete. There's no telling what's actually on there. right? There's no telling what's actually there and what could be in there if this is what he deleted. Now, you also mentioned this could be easily a sex crimes investigation because he said there's young girls. They're clearly going to hand this over to the police in Switzerland. The question is, what will Switzerland do with this information? Will they cover it up? Or will they do an investigation into it? But if there's young underage girls with Hunter Biden, how does the White House not answer that question? How does the media not cover it? Imagine if the same information I just told you related to any of Donald Trump's children, it would be wall-to-wall breaking news coverage that a whistleblower found images of underage girls or potential underage girls with one of his children, and it would be all day long, all day long, all day long, all day long. How is he not arrested? They would be stalking him. They would have paparazzi following everywhere. Do you have a statement, Mr. President? You must say something. You must answer. You must do this. Why is he not in jail? Why are you protecting the president? Or why are you protecting your son over protecting these young girls? Any of those questions being asked the White House? No. If I'm this dude, I'm terrified for my life because there's a very good chance somebody's going to knock me off. This whistleblower had to go into hiding. He had no choice based on what we're hearing. And Jack Maxey said the FBI never filed the Hunter Biden laptop into evidence, so therefore I'm having to do this, risk my life because they refused to do their job. I came here so we could do a forensic examination of Hunter's laptop safely in a country that still respects human liberty and the ideals of liberal democratic principles. I do not believe this would have been possible inside the United States of America. We had numerous attempts on us from trying to do things like this here, he said. Maxey said that after contacting the DailyMail.com about the laptop last year, black suburban SUVs appeared outside his house, and former U.S. intelligence officer friends he shared copies with told him they received strange calls. I showed this to a friend of mine. In desperation, February 2021, because nobody would listen to me. No news organization would take it. In fact, the very first major news organization to take it was the Daily Mail, he said. Very dear friends of mine, the sharp tip of the spear, were taking welfare calls to me every day, basically to see if I was still alive. Maxey claimed one former intelligence agency senior staffer told him soon after he received the hard drive in 2020, if you don't release enough of this so that they know you can release all of it, I'm telling you, brother, you're a dead man. Maxey took their advice in October 2020 and posted batches of emails and other files from the laptop on file sharing sites. But after about an hour, the links were taken down. Maxey said he believed the U.S. government was hunting down those files from the laptop posted online and flagged them to the companies. There were five drop boxes, two in the United States, one in New Zealand, two in the U.K., all the same drop boxes in which they told us child pornography is shared around the globe without any consequence because they can't look at it. These are all five are five I countries, English-speaking countries, in an intelligence-sharing agreement, and they were all ripped down. So this means that our intelligence services, who still have not even acknowledged that they have Hunter Biden's laptop, were obviously diligently doing cache searches across the internet to find out if any of this stuff was being released. That should be terrifying to every single decent person in the West. Wow. Now, Maxey, the guy who's the whistleblower here, said one of the reasons why he chose Switzerland instead of staying in the West, because he doesn't trust that he will be alive if he stays in the West, much less showing that the U.S. government's done everything they can to not actually dig into this laptop. He chose Switzerland as a hideout was because the only file sharing site that did not take down the laptop files was Swiss Transfer, a file sharing service based in the historically politically neutral country. Now, the former Steve Bannon podcast co-host said he is livid at the FBI, who he believes slow walked their investigation into Hunter and failed to enter the laptop they received from Mac Isaac into evidence for months. According to the New York Times, files from the laptop are now part of the evidence in Hunter's federal prosecution for alleged tax fraud, money laundering, and illegal foreign lobbying. But we have no idea if they've added all the extra files. And if they did a forensics on this computer, they would clearly have those files. Now, among the files in the laptop are a raft of emails and documents that show Hunter's dealing with Burisma, that Ukrainian gas firm that became the center of Trump's first impeachment in December of 2019. The then president was accused of pushing Ukrainian President Zelensky to announce investigations into the Bidens and Burisma for alleged corruption, which did not happen. Zelensky, by the way, actually came out and said that there was nothing wrong with the call he had with the president. It was above board. Maxey claims that had the FBI come forward in 2020, the emails showing the details of Hunter's work for Burisma, Trump would have been vindicated. But they didn't do it. And they allowed him to be impeached over this issue. The FBI had this one the 9th of December of 2019, he said. I suppose the first person betrayed was a sitting U.S. president in an impeachment hearing when the FBI had the evidence in their hands to have that ended instantly, and they did nothing. The second group of people to be betrayed were all the Democratic candidates in the spring primaries that year. The American people were utterly betrayed because I guarantee you that Joe Biden couldn't run for dog catcher if the American people knew about this laptop. And the FBI had it. In emails from the hard drive, Hunter and his business partners make apparent reference to Joe's involvement in multi-million dollar deals with the Chinese government-linked oil giant CEFE. Now, you listen to what this man is saying right now, and you listen to how he's saying it. One, he's terrified for his life, and two, it's almost like he's basically setting himself up knowing that at some point somebody's going to knock him off because he's exposing this.
And so that became quite horrifying. And that's where we are, people. And in short order, I'm going to make it available to the world. My original intention on coming here was to make copies for the United States Senate, the House of Representatives, and U.S. law enforcement, because every single crime that Hunter committed, other than espionage, is also a state crime. All these crimes can be prosecuted at the state level. And as I said earlier, why would we wait for Mrs. Peter Strzok to do something about it? Because we know her husband didn't do anything about it because he testified against the president in the first impeachment while being in possession of Hunter's laptop. Here's something that I think everybody has to understand, and I've not gotten a clear answer. The Washington Post has not gotten a clear answer. Josh, I don't believe you've gotten a clear answer. The Senate Judiciary Committee, who finally contacted me about a month ago, had no answer. It appears that that FBI agent who picked up Hunter's laptop and those who he was associated with never filed Hunter Biden's laptop into evidence at the FBI. The FBI received the laptop on the 9th of December 2019, but they actually were informed of its existence earlier. Now, what did they do about it? I don't know. I've not seen any confirmation that they've done anything. As far as I can tell, the trial in Delaware is about taxes. It's not about abusing children. It's not about trafficking women.
I want you to go back to this. You know, Epstein, you know, he, quote, died in prison, right? Epstein didn't hang himself, by the way. That's my thoughts on that one. And he had dirt on tons of people politically, specifically in the Democratic Party. But if you listen to what this man's telling us right now, you should have investigations into child sex trafficking and human trafficking based on what's on the laptop, based on what was deleted by Hunter Biden. He's like, none of that's being investigated. The pictures and the images that he's seen are so horrific, he told him to stop even bringing them up. Where's that investigation by U.S. authorities or authorities around the world? That's why I said he's going to hand it over to Switzerland, because they'll actually investigate this. What a brave man Jack Maxey is for even doing this. And the fact that the FBI never filed Hunter Biden's laptop into evidence when it was supposed to be into evidence, because and no one that has this laptop in the U.S. has come forward to actually share this information, to say, hey, there's a lot more on this laptop that we didn't know about, like 450 gigabytes. That's a lot of crap, folks. That's a lot of videos. That's a lot of pictures. That's a lot of emails.
It's not about putting in jail the crack dealers all across America who Hunter used to keep his habit up. And I think it's very important that I say this right now. The crack laws in the United States of America put almost 200,000 African-American males in jail. Anybody can look it up. The ACLU did a study about a lost generation. Joe Biden wrote that law. That law made 1 gram of crack cocaine equal to 100 grams of powder. And it destroyed entire communities. So BLM, if you're listening, I hope you're getting your blood pressure up. Because Hunter never got prosecuted.
Hunter never got prosecuted. Never. Now, these emails also show something else. Remember when Joe Biden said he never talked to his son about his business dealings? Well, you want to know what some of the files they found were actually in on this computer? Well, here's part of what they found. Maxie said one reason that he chose, as I said, Switzerland to hide out was because the only file sharing site that didn't take down the laptop files was a Swiss transfer. He said, all right, I'll go there and get this stuff out. Now, among the files on the laptop are a raft of emails and documents showing Hunter's dealings with not just Burisma, but with China. The then president was accused of pushing Ukrainian President Zelensky to announce investigations into Biden and Burisma. The FBI knew that the files on his computer would clear Donald Trump. Why did they sit on it? Because they wanted Donald Trump gone because he was challenging their power structure. We also have emails, apparently, that show something else that's pretty shocking. We have emails on this hard drive and his business partners that show not just Joe's involvement in this multi-million dollar deal with Chinese government-linked oil giant FEFC, but also Hunter Biden working on Joe Biden's taxes. His taxes, folks, listen to more about what's on this computer that's never been seen before.
I am in Zurich, Switzerland, and I've been here for almost 13 days. I came here so that we could do a forensic examination safely in a country that still respects human liberty and the ideals of a liberal democratic principles. I do not believe this would have been possible inside the United States. We had numerous attempts on us from trying to do things like this there. We've actually been followed here several times. I would say it was FBI. The Chinese intel guys are obvious. It's been quite a frightening experience, but we've accomplished our goal. We found 450 gigabytes of erased material on Hunter Biden's laptop. This includes 80,000 images and videos. This includes hundreds of emails concerning Metabiota. It also includes some things I guess we can get into along the way, but it's absolutely frightening. Everybody has been lied to, people of the world, particularly the Americans. I showed this to a friend of mine in desperation in February because nobody would listen to me. No news organizations would take it. In fact, the very first major news organization to take it was the Daily Mail, and we'll get to that. But in February, when I was having black Suburbans parked out in front of my house and strange things were happening, and very dear friends of mine, sharp tip of the spear, were making welfare calls to me every day, basically to see if I was still alive. We have a little bit of gallows humor about it, but it was very real. So I sent this to a friend of mine, and I asked him to take a look at it. He's a cybersecurity expert. Former sniper, very squared away guy, an amazing American patriot. I hope one day he can be revealed. And I said, hey, bro, can you check this out for me? Can you just look at this block of emails? It's the 8,000 emails that I later released, and everyone who thinks they have Hunter Biden's laptop, it's those. It was kind of a nothing burger. But I wanted him to see it to get his analysis of whether or not he's like, can you imagine that anyone would say this is not real? It's a Sunday afternoon. He opens it up. He calls me immediately. He says, Maxie, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done. I just asked my wife to come in from the driveway where she's washing our car. I'm sitting in my office at the back of my house scanning the hillside with a pair of binoculars. If you don't release enough of this so that they know you can release all of it, I'm telling you, brother, you're a dead man, and I don't feel safe either. I said, yeah, I'll get to that, man. I'll do that this week sometime. He said, no, brother, you're doing it right now while I'm on the telephone. So I said, okay. Seriously, he's like a heart attack. I'm serious. So I said, okay, well, where should I do it? We got him on the phone. I got another colleague on the phone. the best consensus were 5 drop boxes, all in 2 in the United States, 1 in New Zealand. Hey, Kim.com, NSA's got your keys. 2 in UK. All the same drop boxes that they tell us that child pornography is shared around the globe without any consequence because they can't look at it. Within an hour and 10 minutes, every single one of those drop boxes was torn down. In fact, most of them were taken down in under 15 minutes. These are all Five Eyes countries, English-speaking countries in an intelligence sharing agreement. They were all ripped down. So at this point, we're all in a quandary. And a European colleague says to me, hey, Maxie, there's one thing that you might try, this company called Swiss Transfer. Swiss people, God bless you. I put it up on Swiss Transfer. They did not take it down. I was able to transfer 50 gigabytes at a time. The total file was about 1.7 gigabytes. I put it up on Twitter. And I think we released about 2,000 copies around the world. And then Twitter took me down. But I figured I'd done my duty. But that's why I'm in Switzerland. Because I'm sure the same bad actors who were making this thing get torn down in the UK and the United States and at Kim.com's faux operation in New Zealand, that's the only one I remember. I'd be happy to badmouth all of the others too. It was taken down. So this means that our intelligence services, who still have not even acknowledged that they have Hunter Biden's laptop, were obviously diligently doing cache searches across the internet to find out if any of this stuff was being released. That should terrify every single decent person in the West.
Every single decent person in the West. I can't even imagine what all they have found and what all they're going to release. But you better believe that the media now understands just how bad this is. Because there's other emails now apparently that show that Hunter and Joe Biden shared a bank account, paid each other's bills. Chuck Grassley, by the way, knew this, didn't do jack crap about it. Didn't do anything about this when they had it, folks. We got emails in here about him doing his dad's taxes. The list of things on here is unbelievable. And we will continue to cover it even while others don't. Now, I ask you to do one thing. Share our podcast with your family and your friends. Share it on social media. And make sure other people actually see this, hear it, look at this information. Because if we don't do it, you know the media's not going to do it. It's up to us, right? You're a part of this. We need your help to help get this out. Because the FBI doesn't want you to even, they don't even, quote, know where the laptop is. You think they're going a deep dive into this? I'm sure they did it. You think they want you to know what's on there? Of course not. Make sure you auto-download, subscribe to this email, or I should say to this podcast. You'll get an update every day when the show goes live so that you can continue to learn more as we tell you more about what's happening with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and his uncle. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.